and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 329. Oh, Jonathan was first in. Congratulations, Jonathan. Must be because it's a Sunday. Everybody else must be rather dopey because it's a Sunday. But I'm here. Mike's here, but he's doing the Brooklands News. Oh, what fun last night. We enjoyed that. Lola's here.
Yeah.
Asleep. She's had a very traumatic day. Just not as traumatic as Mike and I. We worked out last night towards the end of the show, from including Marooned on Friday, After Hours on Friday, and then the Excel thing we've been doing all weekend, plus Marooned, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And the Excel thing, Monday and Tuesday. 56 hours. We've been sat at these machines 56 hours in 4 days. So, normal service, really. Hello, Tracy. CQ, CQ, Deb. Hello, Kim. Kaz has been recovering all day, Kim, from yesterday's excitement. We've had our own excitement here today, but I'm going to leave that until Mike comes in. So what's everybody else been up to? I've got software playing with my mind. More than one application, so an average day. I'm beta testing an application. Can't say any more about it. But the betas have been rock solid for the last about 6 months I've been testing it. And this one is diabolical. Every time I touch it, something breaks. It's a nightmare. And I haven't installed the non-beta version of this application. One day I'll be able to tell you all about it. But not yet, because no sign of a release yet. And judging by this beta, they've broken more than they've actually fixed. So it could be a while. So that was my day. Made some notes from the Excel thing. What was so funny with that? I was making notes like general notes, and Mike was making all the Excel notes. So he's had an absolute ball. We've just looked at the calendar for the upcoming week, and his eyes fell on Tuesday. What is Tuesday? Oh, United's next match. Well, given what happened last night, I said I don't think he should watch. And as luck would have it, he's got a webinar. Do you know, they were, I think it was 2-0 up at half time. And then it got back to 2-2. Then United scored and it went into injury time. So it was like all over bar the shouting. And the other team equalised in injury time. That's like, you know, if they'd have gone 3-0 up and United had clawed it back to 3-3, he'd have been happy. No, it all depends on the order that these goals are scored in. And at the end of it, bad words were said. Somebody else on Facebook, I think it was somebody's son, was, you know, 2-0 at half time. That's great. That's great. And then they texted their mate and said, you know, it's great news. And it was the mate that was posting it on Facebook. And at the end of it, the lad's mum texted our friend, not the lad. And the guy was like, is he all right? You know, because it finished 3-3. And she said, oh, yeah, apart from the broken finger where he thumped the wall. But Mike immediately replied with something else. And again, I'll leave that. Football's a dangerous business. Wasn't the score good? Well, like I said, Jonathan, it's bizarre in football. But no, it was a draw. And they were hoping for a win. So that would be why your mother didn't mention it. But, like I've said, the thing is, if they were 3-0 down and they drew 3-3, that would be a good result. But seeing as they were winning 2-0 and it ended up 3-3, that's not a good result. So for the non-initiated in football, you must think that it's insanity that the same score can be a good score or a bad score, depending on the order of the goals. This one's happened in a cup tie. I do believe it was the fifth round of the cup, but don't quote me. I can tell you it was April 93, I think. And we were sat there. The game had not gone well. We were 2-0 down. And a cup match means you're out of the cup. There's no second chances. You're out of the cup. So we were 2-0 down. Cursing on with our little selves. Now, our season tickets are right next to the management. So next to me, there was the physiotherapist at the time. Next to him, there was Alex Ferguson. Next to him, there was, what was his name? Assistant manager. It'll come to me. He works at City now. It's a long story. Brian Kidd, that's right. So we're 2-0 down. We are literally last 10 minutes. We get one back. All heck breaks loose. We get another one back. We might just draw this, which means we go into extra time. It goes into what is officially called injury time. I believe in the States it's called overtime. But here it's injury time. And there was quite a bit of injury time, something like 6 or 7 minutes, which is back then was unheard of. Now they actually time it. Back then it was up to the referee. So we went into injury time and a good 2-3 minutes of injury time had gone and it was not looking good. When we went up for a corner and we scored. So, of course, everybody in the crowd is going crazy. But Alex Ferguson, Brian Kidd, that's the manager, the assistant manager, and Jim McGregor, the physiotherapist, ran down onto the pitch, which, you know, you're not really allowed on the pitch. They ran down onto the pitch. And they were jumping up and down. Brian Kidd was doing like a kind of pray to Mecca thing on the ground, on his knees, hands raised in prayer. You've never seen anything like it. But the thing was, it was such an iconic clip of video with Alex Ferguson because he could be quite dour. This was just pure excitement in him. That we were 3-2 at that stage. All three of them ran past our seat. So on match of the day that night, as we're watching it, reliving the glory, the camera panned round and there's Mike and I, front and centre, while these three ran past us. So, of course, Dad saw it, Mum saw it, and everyone's like, I saw you on match of the day. This was 1993. It's been used every year in the FA Cup since. It's just one of those moments. So 3-3 could be a good score or it could be a bad score. It's odd, I know. What can I say? Tracy's been cooking. I haven't left the kitchen alone. You managed to catch up on some sleep. Oh, Tracy, if only. Little madam has decided the entire quilt is hers. So I goes to bed and I thought, it's freezing. And there she is. She'd pushed Mike out one side and there she was lounging in the middle. So I thought, right, OK, we'll see what quilt I can get. About 3 inches was the answer to that. I thought, I'm sure there was a blanket in here. Couldn't find it. So I was pretty cold. And because I was cold, I couldn't sleep. So then I'm wide awake, despite the fact I was yawning my head off in by request. So I thought, no, I'll count sheep or something. It'll be fine. But it was cold. I was in such a weird position that when I did finally drift off, I woke up with cramp because my leg was like at an odd angle. I thought there's got to be a better way than this. In the morning, when I told Mike that I was cold because I didn't get any of the quilt, he said, there's 2 blankets under my pillow. I thought, and how am I supposed to know that, point one? And point two, how do I extract them without disturbing you? They're now on the top of my pillow. For when Madam nicks the quilt tonight. Good job, she's adorable, isn't it? Hello, Simon. So I'm hoping for some sleep tonight, but I've got to be up again tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I am not used to this. This is killing me. This is killing me, and it's book club. Oh, I shall just have to see how it goes, I think. Football is a lot more understandable than cricket. Which makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah, oh yes, I'm not great with cricket. No, I know some things like, is it silly mid-off and mid-point? Yeah, I know all the words. But other than that, and I do know a 4 from a 6. But I can't say I find it that thrilling. The only match that was like, wow, that was a match worth watching, was 2019, end of August. And it was some England versus somebody and we had no chance. We literally had no chance. And the thing was, the guys wanted to see it. And it was the Catanians barbecue. No TVs. Plenty of iPads and phones. So I said, you know, it'll be a real downer if they lose. And you don't want associated with one of your events a real downer. So Mike said, well, we've no chance, so it doesn't really matter. I said, no. You know, you could pull it back yet. Mike was like, no. And I know you're no great cricket person. That isn't going to happen. And I said, look, I am not having the barbecue spoilt. You know, I said, just imagine what a party it would be. They were that far behind if they actually pulled it off. And Mike's like, it won't happen. It can't. It's that bad. And I said, we'll see. Went down to the last ball and England won. The the barbecue was a total party. Mike's just looking at me like, have you got like a direct line to God? Oh, that was a good one. But no, well, other than that, cricket, not really. No. Runs overs, not outs. No idea what they're doing. Originally played by a gentleman's colonial, deeply misogynist, but above all, more boring than watching paint dry. The first cricket match Mike ever had the misfortune to take me to, it was actually I don't know if it was the pub, but basically all his mates were on the team and he was like part of the squad, if you're with me. So he takes me along to it. We've probably been going out about 7 or 8 weeks, I'd say, at this stage. Me, wide-eyed and innocent. Though cricket, fair enough, I'll take a book. It'll be fine. So we get there. And I don't know why Mike hadn't twigged, but he actually, we get there. And the other girlfriends, wives and girlfriends, said, are you coming through? I said, coming through where? To make the sandwiches. Well, I just looked at them in abject horror. I said, they're old enough and ugly enough to make their own sandwiches. And it was like, oh! You can't say that. I thought, just did. So not happening. So I left them to it. That they always thought I was strange. But, you know, whatever. I don't do sandwiches. Do I look like I do sandwiches? Plus the fact, the last time I did sandwiches. Now, why was I doing that? I think Mum was ill and I was making a sandwich for Dad, who was completely incapable. If you think I'm incapable, oh, you needed to meet my dad. Completely incapable. And I made the mistake of not putting rubber gloves on fast enough. Wasn't pretty. Gluten allergy. Not pretty. I wasn't even eating it. I was only buttering it for him. So I had to have gloves on after that point whenever I touched a piece of bread. It was that bad. So, no, I wasn't making the sandwiches for them. They wouldn't have enjoyed them anyway. Night watchman and silly mid on. Totally quite. It is. It's a really weird sport, isn't it? I think guys like it when it's impenetrable to somebody else. Tracy thinks little madam needs re-education. What constitutes a dog bed? Well, she did have a lovely dog bed. We bought a pair. One was a bigger one for downstairs and one was a slightly smaller, not that much smaller, but slightly smaller for the little landing, as we call it. It's where you go up the stairs and then there's like a square bit and you turn left and you go up 3 more stairs. It fitted on there perfectly. She likes that one. That one's quite nice. She can see downstairs. She can see upstairs. Comfortable. One downstairs, ripped it to shreds. So what was the point? She much prefers ours because ours has got an electric blanket on it. So, oh yes. Why do I have to get up so early? We're on a 4-day Excel extravaganza. And ludicrously, it starts at silly o'clock in the morning. I think tomorrow's... Yesterday and today, I was quite surprised. Today went on longer than yesterday. So it didn't finish today until 6 o'clock. Yesterday, I think it finished at 5. But tomorrow it's going on till 9:30 at night. So we're looking at 13 and a half hours of Excel. Mike's in his element. Absolute element. How did the news go?
News was fine. Towels are folded.
They don't know. I've told them that Lola has had a traumatic day, but not as traumatic as we have.
She has.
Shall we tell them?
Go on then, tell them.
Little Madam had a bath. Oh, dear.
Stop it.
She's not happy. Now, when I say little madam's had a bath, oh, she did. Yeah, but she wasn't as wet as we were, was she?
No.
Took two of us. Oh, dear. We've done the feet washing before and stuff, but not a full bath. Yeah, now we know. Mind you, she was very quiet. I'll give her that. She did not bark once. And we just stood there, dripping, the pair of us. And her, because once we got her out of the bath, she was still in the bathroom while we got all the towels out. Needn't have bothered. We were wet enough to start with. And what did she do? Shake for England several times. And I said, just let her be, because, you know, we're wet enough already. She might as well do it in here. But then she needed towel drying, and then we got the hair dryer out. But the bathroom world, it's
survived.
Just about.
Yes.
Yeah. How clever was she to work out how to sidle out of the bath sideways?
Yes, very clever.
Oh, yeah. So we may or may not recover. Oh, right. What's going on?
Oi!
Screamy to brush harder. What are you doing?
Oh, she's licking herself.
She's licking herself dry. This is what's ridiculous. I don't think she realised that it's going the other way. So, that was our adventure today. But we were saying, weren't we, all the way through it, Mayer would have been screaming blue murder. Not only would he never have let you put him in the bath, but once he was in the bath, he would have been barking his proverbials off. Not one peep from little madam today. So brownie point for that one, girl. Despite the fact mummy is rather wet, dripping from head to toe. Oh, good night, Jonathan. Well, I watched the curling in the Olympics. I don't think I'd seen it before then. But I saw that one. The ice brushing thing, that's the one. Oh, Tracy loves cricket.
I don't like cricket. Oh, no. I love it.
Just ignore him. I like it when it gets to like, you know, every ball counts, but when they're just meandering around.
The World Cup semi-final 99.
Yes, and Barbecue Day 2019.
Oh, yeah.
Which I explained. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, it's snowing in London. Quite badly. It snowed this morning here. It snowed
flakes.
A little bit in the afternoon, like two flakes. You could count them. Lola wasn't screaming for us to brush harder, I can assure you, Simon. We got the daggers. Oh, we got the daggers. Hello, Paul. Kim likes it when she can't understand the language. No idea how we got onto curling, Tracy, but we're there now, so go with it. Just go with it. She's cleaning her feet. I wouldn't mind. Her feet are already clean. She's found a new toy to play
she
with.
She has.
I know what we need to do. Guess who we've got here, people?
Yes, because we said we'd give her that.
Oh.
We need to cut the label off.
We do need to cut the label off. It's a new toy. It's that new. It's got a label on it. It is Chicken 2.
Chicken 2.0.
Does that bit flop inside when you cut it off? Because
we
don't want it stuck out, do we?
No.
Let's trim it there. I don't want her nibbling the wrong end of the chicken. Right. There is a pristine, not dragged through the mud, chicken.
It is chicken, Kim. It's a brand new one.
It's a brand new chicken, and it's now in Lola's paws. chicken died a death. Well, there's a possibility it could be resurrected, but not without major surgery.
The squeaker only works if you stick a finger up its between his legs.
Lola ripped a hole in the side, but actually she blamed Daddy. Daddy had hold of it and she pulled it and out came a piece of chicken. So there's this hole in the side and it doesn't squeak if there's a hole in it. So if you can put your hand over that hole or the other one, which happens to be between its legs, don't ask, I didn't design it, then it will squeak. But she can't do that very well. So we have brought out Chicken 2. Chicken 2 is deployed. So let's see how long that one lasts. She's playing quite nicely with it, and so's Mike. Oh, easily amused, don't you, Mike?
I'm trying to keep her occupied.
She's fine. You're a good girl, aren't you? She's looking a bit bemused. Chicken looks a bit clean. Yes, and it doesn't smell of the garden or anything yet, does it? But it might do soon. There she goes. She's got it. She's got chicken. Do you know what we should have done? We should have got some OXO chicken cubes.
Oh, yeah.
And rubbed it on it. Then she'd be very, very happy. So that was our adventures today. I'm just about recovered. We only had, was it an hour and a half at lunch? Something like that. And I said, oh, we'll only be 10 minutes with her in the bath. No, was the short version of that. It's like, how does this work? No, I'll have to put that in a bottle. And then the shower came on. Well, she did not like that. And there's three things on the shower. Do you know that there's an instruction book for that shower somewhere?
Is there?
Yeah, Mum picked that shower. She did her usual witch magazine thing on it and was told that that was the one to have. There's like around a central dial, which has got a temperature and a time thing in it, which you didn't know for 2 years, did you, that was the time?
No.
Bless. There were these three buttons. So I said, this isn't coming out with sort of any great force. And Mike said, oh, it's not a power shower. I said, well, it still should be better than this. I'm looking at the dial and I said, well, what's that button on the right? I had no idea. Press the button on the right. Mm. Fancy hiding half the interface in like the chrome around it.
Mm.
Illogical design that was. Anyway, she's fine. She will tell you otherwise, but I am telling you that she's fine. We all survived to fight another day. As did the most of the equipment, to be honest. Although towels-wise, Mayor, you could take his fur out if you groomed him. The close fur to his skin, you could brush out. Hers is not coming out easily. So it's been a long process to try and get all of this fur out. Well, I said in the end that we would need to leave it until she next blew her coat. Let's just leave it. It'd be easier. So she is squeaking the chicken, but very reluctantly, because she's expressing her displeasure with her people today. Let's just say that. She's been in a better mood with her people. But it's got to be done, hasn't it?
It has.
How's Kiva in the bath and Piddle Pooch? Are they good, bad or indifferent? Mayo would have gone mental. We may have got him in there, but I doubt it myself. But if we had, he would have demolished the bathroom. And the noise, because, you know, if he got like one drop of water on him, he phoned the police. Abuse charges were about to be brought. But she was relatively cooperative, as I could have possibly expected. So, all good. I mentioned that the score, we were talking about the score and how 3-3 could be a good score if you were losing 3-0 at half time, or a very bad score if you were winning 2-0 at half time.
Yes.
Mm. But you see, if you're not really into football, which Simon and Jonathan aren't, it's like, but the score is the score.
No, it's all to do with how they played.
Exactly.
Shall I tell the story I told you before?
Go on.
About Jerry's friend.
Oh, I told them that, yes. Right. But I didn't tell them your punchline. About the lad who hit the wall and he's got a broken finger.
Yeah, well, my punchline was in 1992, United were on course for winning the league. And then they lost at West Ham. And I was sitting on this wooden cupboard in my flat. And I kicked it in disgust and smashed the door in.
Sitting on top of it, so the doors were behind his feet, smashed his foot back, and that was the end of that. She's now looking the other foot. Oh, Lola, you will be the death of us. Piddle Pooch does not like baths, but will actually jump in the bath when commanded. Wow. Gives her father the run around. No, I don't think Lola would jump in. No. Mind you, she gave jumping out a very good go.
She did.
She did a very good go. Drying coat is working wonders. We might need one of those, or maybe 27 of them. There is an entire bath full of towels. Kim's got a shower. Just put some food on the floor. No, there's an idea. We missed that trick, didn't we? And you've got a plastic stool. You put in the shower. Kiva goes in. You go in. Close the door. Ah, this is it. We need a door.
Ah.
We had to close the bathroom door, but we don't have like a shower cubicle that we could just put the door. That's what we need, clearly. She's great. You let Eva out and then take a shower. Oh, no. No, that would definitely not work. But she's looking white. Her little feet, she'd managed to get her feet quite muddy. But so her feet are bright white now. Let's see how long that lasts. Not long. Simon's neutral on football. Not really interested, but understand it and can see the attraction. So you don't have a team then? Who could we pick for Simon being neutral? Who's your nearest team in the Premier League? Not that that's got anything to do with it. We are the exception. We are United fans that live in Manchester. That's an old gag, but a long-running one. The jumping in the bath thing only works if you give the order. Aha! So it's you really, Tracy. She's taking care of your instructions and nobody else's. Right, knock it off. What are you doing with that poor chicken? Oh, a silly story. I'm waiting, Simon. Excellent. We like silly stories. Where else have we been football-wise? What's the worst football ground you've ever been to, Mike?
Altrincham.
Altrincham wasn't good, I'll grant you. I actually thought
Wembley wasn't great.
Wembley. Wembley 83. It was an absolute. There's a word we use here. I don't know if everybody uses this worldwide, but the word here is carsy, meaning toilet. It was a complete disgrace, Wembley. But Altrincham, no, Altrincham is a very low league team here. So we're not talking like a big Premiership club. We're talking very low league. They are professional, though, aren't they?
Semi-pro, I think.
Semi-pro. But they had a very old stadium with very little in it, in terms of facilities, and the door broke on the ladies' toilet. And I'm not talking like the outside door. I'm actually talking like they only had one toilet, one like you would have in a house. That was it. And it was the door that you would actually, lock. So they had to have it replaced because it was broken. And they had originally like misted glass, or frosted glass, and they put in a clear glass door. So you walked in like the shed area where this thing was, and you looked at the door and you thought, you've got to be kidding me. It was clear glass. So it took two of you to go to the toilet because somebody had to stand on the outside with a coat covering the door. What are you doing? I think she might need to go in the garden.
You want to go in the garden?
She's getting giddy.
Right, let's go in
She
the
might need to
garden.
take chicken with her.
No
Come on
audio.
Then. Good link. Well, what's going on with the audio? Is it back? I'm hoping it's back. Is the audio broken? Not at my end, the audio hasn't broken. Audio is saying it's absolutely fine. Firefox issues again. I've had problems with Firefox. Simon's brother was a Liverpool fan. Mum went out and bought a Liverpool lamp for him, as they had an Everton lamp too. She bought that and said, "Here, you support Everton now." He simply didn't take. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. The player button disappeared. No idea what's going on there. Nothing wrong at our end, or so it's telling me. But then that wouldn't be the first, would it? Let me check. Let's see what I can check. Nope, saying the right thing for me, and there's a play button. So hopefully it's all back and dandy. Oh, Simon, that's classic. I heard it was Super Bowl Sunday, but I've no idea who's playing Kim. So do tell, do tell. Football team choice via lamp availability. Do you know, as a kid, that might actually work. Why did he support Liverpool rather than Everton? It's always fascinating, isn't it? I mean, my dad was a big United fan. My mum was a big United fan. So it was still like, well, I'll take you to Old Trafford. And the first time he took me to Old Trafford, it wasn't even for a match. It was 1979. And we had come back from the sticks that we lived in, the village. And we were staying with my gran and granddad. And they only lived about a mile and a half from the ground. And they advertised they were having this open day. It was actually quite a weird open day because they had like the police dogs there and a band you know, it really 70s stuff. You wouldn't get that kind of thing today. But this open day, I said, oh, yeah, I'd like to go to the open day, Dad. So we went to the open day and they did a training session. So the highlight of the day was watching the players train. So that was the first time that he took me there. After that, we got tickets because we'd literally just moved back to the area. We got tickets for about four matches, and those were my first four matches. My first match was Middlesbrough. Oh, I love that. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is one an underdog, or are they pretty evenly matched? Because if one's an underdog, they always tend to support the underdog, don't they? The impeachment trial starts tomorrow. That should be interesting. That might be more entertaining than the match tonight. You never know. I was going to say, is there much point in all of that? But I can see what they're up to. I can see what they're up to. Has he got lawyers yet? The last I heard, he'd sacked them all. Which, you know, can do if he wants. Evenly matched. Oh, that makes it tough. Who are you supporting, Kim? I don't particularly know either of them. We have a Chiefs team here, Exeter Chiefs. And they do this thing before the game. And this is why Nina supports them, much to Chidge's annoyance. They like get into a huddle before the game and go, oh, whoa, 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 which I would think was politically incorrect, but they do it anyway. So she supports the Chiefs. Chidge supports Sale, which is our local team. I believe being a fan of Tranmere is somewhere between a trial and a roller coaster ride. Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. Tranmere. And who's the other one over there? Accrington Stanley. Oh, the milk ad. The milk ad, Simon. Accrington Stanley. Who are they? Great ad. 1983, that one. Because it was the Milk Marketing Board that decided to sponsor the cup. So I think that's where the ad came from. Ah, Tracy is an Exeter Chiefs fan as well. That's how I know about Exeter, through Nina, because I'm not really big into rugby. Oh, Kim's rooting for the Bucks, but really don't care. Quarterback was named Player of the Year. Oh, that's fabulous, Kim. I did hear a tale, a sad sorry tale, on this Crime Weekly thing. That one of your players lost it somewhat, and his girlfriend's now living in safety and he's under therapy. I thought, pardon? What? The Seahawks? So I saw this guy and I watched the entire thing. Wow. Just wow. But as a player, 6'7". Couldn't believe that. The players here have to be like lithe and skinny. And he was so big and strong. More of a rugby player. Definitely more of a rugby player. But such a sad tale as well. Terrible, terrible. And one of the things was, which was, I thought, ludicrous. This channel that I was watching the story on said, we won't mention his girlfriend's names. You know, she's got enough to deal with. And then the player himself, the day later, came out and put her name there and said, I hope she's getting the support she needs. Well, what can you say? What can you say? So Player of the Year is a very nice honour and it's based on humanitarian work. Oh, in that case, we wouldn't definitely know who would get that this year. It would be Marcus Rashford. Marcus Rashford is the United player. Lived around the corner from us, went to school round the corner from us, and United have a special kind of bond with this school. They provide the school with sports equipment, and the players there get to go to visit United, girls and boys. There's a girls team at United as well, United Ladies, for training and stuff like that. And Marcus Rashford came from there. So he's been with United since he was about 13 or 14. He's now 23. A good player, England player, but he's got this thing that his mum struggled when they were kids. I think the dad walked out and she was doing like three jobs to make ends meet. And they relied on, like, I guess you would call them food stamps. We have like food banks here or just general handouts. So when this COVID thing hit, he said, what about the free school meals? And what he meant was if the kids weren't at school, then they wouldn't get any money or any food for their lunch. You know, it would be up to the parents, and the parents are already, if they're on free school meals, then the parents haven't got enough money for that. Anyway, the government said no three times. So Marcus Rashford started helping out at the local food bank. Andy's mum went down there together. And in the meanwhile, he's getting a ton of abuse. I'm not sure if his mum isn't white, but don't quote me, because he isn't. He's black. And he was getting a lot of abuse for that. And while he's getting abuse for that, I'm telling him that, you know, he's not interested. Go do the other thing. He's still pushing the government on these free school meals for the kids. In the end, Boris backs down, as Boris has a want to do. So he won that one. Then he started a campaign for reading for the kids, getting books for them. And Mike said, I'd usually say, go to the library, but, you know, COVID. So he's now on to his second campaign. But in this, I think it was in the summer last year, he got an MBE or a CBE, an OBE, one of those, one of the BEs from the Queen for the work that he'd done. So I guess that's very similar to the humanitarian thing. The Nasty Seahawks player got the boot. That's like, I think over here he would probably have been suspended. But there is this element of like, if he's bad like that already, you know, what if he isn't getting any wages? How bad is he going to be then? So we have had players that have been suspended. I just think there's no tolerance at the moment for that, is there? Now, it's like you said, wasn't there another couple of players went out with the ladies during COVID? And or at least one of them, and somebody got sacked, and you said he's like thrown his future away. What is it with these players? Do they not get any kind of training, for want of a better word, in how to behave? Because over here they do. The young lads, and they're taken on at United aged about 8. If they make it to like the under 12s, the under 13s, then they leave school full time and they train at United. United then provide their education. So there's an entire like school system going on. One of the things they've been teaching them about in the last couple of months is Munich and what it means to the fans. But they also do like visits to the elderly and they'll do the school meal thing. So they get a very rounded education. Now, that wasn't always the case. But a lot of football teams now have put that kind of system in place. And I actually think to some degree they get a better education than people at a standard school, because they get exposed to a lot more social issues and hands-on practical thing with it as well. Their manners are impeccable. And what gets me is, you know, we take all these kids on and, you know, they're fantastic lads. And then they go out, they buy another player from somewhere else who's got no idea what the history means. And then starts tweeting something out about black people. And you're like, no, 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 no. Can't we just keep the kids that, you know, even if they're not the best players. Sometimes it's not about who is the best player. It's about who is the best player for your team. We had two brothers in the 90s and the noughties, the Neville brothers, Phil and Gary. And they were okay. They were England players. They were okay, but they would probably not have set the world on fire. But they worked hard. And I don't just mean on the pitch. They worked hard on the pitch, off the pitch. They had United running through them like a bar of rock. They were ambassadors for the club. They still are to a degree. Sometimes you don't need to be the best, the very, very, very best player, because, you know, we've had some fantastic players and they don't gel. They don't fit in. It doesn't work. And you end up selling them on at a loss. So I think we should give some of our kids a chance, you know, make it that, you know, if you work hard, you will get a chance at the first team. And I think that would be a very, very good incentive. Tracy was so proud 6 months ago, actually had to go up each Monday to put the fee for school meals, had free school meals up to the age of 18. We had like tickets. And on a Monday at lunch, not lunchtime, the first break on a Monday, I think other people had like Tuesday and Wednesday, but our day was Monday. And you would go up, and if you were paying for your meals, you would take the money out of your little zip pocket. Did you have the belt with like the triple metal clasp on the front and a pocket on the side. You'd take your money out of there and you'd give it to them and they would give you school dinner tickets. But so the children who were on free school meals weren't like ostracised or pointed out, they would go up and just give their name and they would get exactly the same tickets as the rest of us did. And you then swapped one ticket per day for a meal, which I think is a lovely way of doing it. I love that. You suppose the football education thing didn't exist for Rooney? No, no. And yet, do you know it should? It really should. Because he, as a youngster, was at Everton. And Everton also have this whole school thing going on. They have actually been asked by the education authority. This is how good their education system is at the football clubs. Everton were asked to take on some troublemakers that they could not find a school who would take these children. And eventually that the education authority knocked on Everton's door and explained and said, you know, maybe if they had a chance of playing football, they might settle down. So Everton said they would take them on a trial basis. And they did, and they became model citizens. And these lads were in that much trouble. I think that there is the fact an incentive is that strong. But probably Rooney is what now? Late 30s? You're looking over sort of 20-odd years ago. No, I don't suppose it was there then. But, I mean, he was just a dead wrong un from day one, wasn't he? He was going out with the lady who is now his wife, Colleen, since they were like 13. And they got engaged, and the next minute, one of the papers, but this is really for the benefit of our overseas listeners, Tracy will probably know this, but I don't think Kim will. He's engaged to this lovely young girl, and not long before the wedding, because they were only engaged a couple of years, and they got engaged when they were like 16, 17, not long before the wedding, he got caught in a sting operation. Probably the sun, usually. It's the sun or the mirror, I would have thought. Hello! Back with chicken.
Didn't take chicken.
Oh!
So we've been playing with
Ropey and Tuggy.
Tuggy Ropey.
I'm football. About to explain Wayne Rooney and his delectation.
His what?
His delectation. His preference. Oh, anyway. Right, so, young lady engaged. Him. Out for a night with the lads. Okay, you probably had a bit to drink. They end up in a brothel. This is not legal in the UK. But they end up in a brothel, which would be bad enough. But he particularly asks to sleep with the granny in the brothel. So he did. And the son caught him at it. It was all over the papers. She allegedly took... Is it a wildlife reserve? There's some park over
there. It's a squirrel park.
A squirrel park, there you go. Went to the squirrel park, took a ring off and threw it.
Threw it in the river.
I think it was worth about £40,000. I don't know if they ever got that one back. But yes, listener, and then she married him. She did marry him, which wasn't the best idea because he did it again. He liked an older lady, shall we say. But I think this lady in question was in her late 50s and he was 17. He had a whale of a time. Colleen, less so. So, education clearly missing at that point.
Oi.
Stop her. What are you up to? Too close to the fire. Oh, she's in a little... Mind you, she's paying us back, isn't she? She's paying us back for it all. Right, hang on, where are we going? Let me go up a bit. Seahawks are well known for developing unknown players. That's good. I like that. I think that's very, very good. Another guy who did that very well was Brian Clough. He would get a player from like a non-league club, and before you knew it, they were an England player. He just had the knack with it. He really did. So Simon says, it's such a shame. Most of the Tories believe if you're poor, it's your fault. And the great hardship is simply motivation. Don't realise the difficulties faced by disabled or racist. No, absolutely not. And of course, that their meal, what put the tin hat on all this thing with Rashford and the free meals was that the House of Commons restaurant is subsidised. So they can get like a £40 meal for £5.99. I mean, there are just no words, are there? How can you say no to children who are not being fed when you're getting subsidised meals? But they did several times. Not a clue. Not a clue. Him brought a lunch to school when you were little. I had school meals until I was probably about 12. And then I decided I didn't really like school, full stop. Particularly not the one I was in. I probably lived about 4 miles away. So I used to cycle to school. So I said to Mummy, I can't bear being in the place for 1 minute more than I needed to. So what you could do was you could say you were going home for lunch and you'd get a pass and you could go anywhere you like for lunch, basically, like the local chippy. So Mum said, that's fine. Here's the thing signed, away you go, do what you like. So I used to go to the library. I'd go shopping. Oh, I had a fabulous time with a sandwich in my backpack from Mum. And that was it. Tracy got the tickets, but everyone knew she didn't pay. You're far from alone. Do you know, I don't think... I know kids pick on anything, don't they? Which is just... They really do need to kick up the backside. No one should be ridiculed for anything. But that's what kids are like. Rooney looks older than Simon. No, he's late 30s, isn't he?
Rooney,
about 38. He was playing up until a couple of weeks ago, so he can't be that old.
Simon, he's 35.
Oh my God, he's 35. I'm old enough to be his mother. Luckily, he looks old enough to be my granddad. So, not a problem. 35.
Yeah.
I would never have pegged that. I'd have thought it was nearer 40. Unbelievable. Oh, in grade school, Kim, hang on, those that got their lunch for free worked in the kitchens to earn their lunch. Well, Mum didn't want the kids to have a stigma attached, so she had me work in the kitchens as well. Oh, that's so sweet, isn't it? That sounds like me with them. We did this sports day once, and I'm built for comfort, not speed, remember? Remember the rope climbing? Yeah, not happening. Neither was the high jump. Or the 400 metres or anything else either. Give me a picnic blanket and I'm comfortable. But anything sportish at that point, no. That sport came later. So we all had to do everything as well, which is ludicrous. You know, no one could say, well, I'm not a great runner, but I'm good with a javelin. No, everybody had to do everything. We had kids who could not pick up the shot put. But I stood a good chance with a shot put. I could get that about 15 metres when I was about 13. But we all had to do everything. And there was me and this girl, and we were coming last in everything. And I said, never mind, you know, at least we're together. So when we'd finished, we had a divvy up, and everybody had won something, either come first or second, apart from me and this girl. So I said, you know, head up. Keep a smile on your face. Don't let them show that you're inside. You're dying. So we get to, and what made it worse, this wasn't where, you know, no one's getting a certificate, no one's going to win because, you know, Looney left. No, none of that. Everyone was getting a certificate apart from me and this girl. And what they had you do, which was even worse, was we were in assembly, and this was primary school, so we were small. We were 6, 7, 8. We were all sat down. And when your name was called to get your certificate, you had to stand up. And I reached out and I held this girl's hand and I said, we shall sit here together. Anyway, all the names were being read out. And increasingly, everybody around us was standing up. And there's us two, like two goons, not having won anything. And my name was read out. And I nearly fell over. And I looked and I said, don't worry, it's a mistake. I said to this girl. And she said, but they've read your name. You could stand up. I said, I'm not leaving you. So we sat there, the two of us, me firmly on the ground. They all went up and they all got the certificates and that. And at the end of it, there was one certificate left. I got the certificate later. Apparently, I'd come second in the long jump. I wondered how too. Why did I not know that? Because everybody else knew where they'd come on the day. And the reason was the long jump had happened and the teacher was making a note of every measurement. And then we all crowded round her at the end and like, who's won, who's won, who's won? And this girl that had won was called Brenda. And she was, oh my word, she was like an athlete to watch. She could have ended up in the Olympics. She was like a gazelle. And she definitely got the longest jump. She was like a kangaroo. And she said, and then it was like, who's come second? Who's come second? And I'm not bothered. I'm at the back with like, it's not me. And she's divvying it up, this teacher. And I could see from her face she was a bit confused. And she said, oh, I don't know. I'll have to work it out. And she looked completely like, well, that can't be right. And that was written all over her face. So when I'm sat there clinging onto Rosa's hand and thinking, I can't have won. What could I possibly have won? We knew who'd won. All except the long jump. And I thought, I couldn't have won the long jump. You'd come second in the long jump. And then I thought, hang on a minute. She never did say who came second in the long jump. And the look on her face was that she couldn't believe what she was seeing. And I thought, clearly I came second in the long jump. But I still wouldn't stand up because that would have left this girl on her own. So afterwards, I got told off for not standing up and collecting the certificate. And the teacher said to me, why did you not go up? You know, because everyone was going up. Why did you not go up? And I said, because the only person in the class, it would have meant that the only person in the class who didn't have a certificate and would have been left sat there on her own was Rosa. I said, I wouldn't do that. And she just looked at me like, can't really punish you for that. She was on the cusp, but you can't. Somewhere, yeah, I brought it home. I remember saying to Mum, I came second in the long jump. And she said, are you sure they calculated it right? She'd much rather I'd have come second in maths. Handily, I came first in maths. But you know, physical stuff did not bother us to the extent that like academic did. So neither of us were particularly bothered. But she did, I think she was secretly quite proud of the certificate. So it was in one of her photo albums. And honestly, because there was no colour printers in the day, this certificate was like half a piece of A4 printed out in black. And then to make it look like a certificate, the teachers had actually coloured it in with an orange, with a yellow crayon. I mean, there's just no words, is there? There is just no words. I'll have to dig it out and take a photo for you. You'll have to see it. Oh. You enjoyed working in the kitchen. I don't know about me, but there you go. Our church did we didn't do lunches for everybody, for families, which would have been lovely. But I don't think they can get into the kitchen. The kitchen's in the parish centre. But what they did do, they did have a whip round for hampers for families for Christmas. And I think we got about 38 hampers worth. And they're doing the same again for Easter. I think it's something we should do all the time. There is a collection at the church for the local food bank. So I know that goes on. Simon did not realise about the House of Commons subsidisation. Oh, yes, Simon. Although it is long gone now, I believe. But that's been there for years. Years. You could get, back when I was doing British government and politics in the early 80s, it was something stupid like you could get a sirloin steak for 50 pence. It was obscene. And I was surprised when all the stuff came out about the expenses that wasn't mentioned. So everything subsidised in there. The alcohol is included. It was obscene. And then people that knew about that and them voting against the school meals, that's when the proverbial hit the fan. And there was a petition going around to sign to say that politicians should no longer have subsidised food. And that's why it went south, I believe. So I think that's gone. But that won't mean that, of course, they don't bring it back in by the back door at some point. But yeah, and not just them either. It was also, if you took somebody, so if you had a visitor in the visitors' gallery and they were with an MP, the MP could take them in and they got subsidised food as well. So basically, they were giving it away. And when you think that's coming out of taxpayers' money, it is obscene. It should have been got rid of years ago. Years ago. I totally agree. It's ridiculous. They're getting paid enough. I'm nowhere near old enough to be Rooney's girlfriend, thank God. It's scary getting old, isn't it, Simon? Very scary. Yes, Tracy, have you noticed a lot of these people that are doing The sticker things that they do in planners, using stickers or doing bullet journals where they're absolutely gorgeous, but they take forever to do. And they'll say, I'm a primary school teacher. Just reach out for me stickers. And they do. I think they adore it. I think they love it more than the kids.
Come on, sadly.
But there was quite a few certificates. I remember that. I think there was some green writing on it. I really will have to dig it out. I think that was, I only got two certificates at school. One was that, second place in the long jump. And the other one was my cycling proficiency, which I did twice.
I never got that.
Didn't you?
No.
You're not allowed out on a bike then, are you? No, I did that twice. I did it in my last year at my first school and my first year at the second school. There you go. Microsoft's got a free cafeteria. You feel like you're paying it for it each year. That's true, actually, isn't it? I guess I kind of can understand it with tech companies because they're expecting them to work on sociable hours. And there's also things like dry cleaning sometimes with that. But politicians, you know, they should really know better. There are people in a lot more need than they are for a square meal. And to take that is not on. I mean, when the alcohol ban came in, the question became to all the politicians, have you been drinking in the House of Commons? And they wouldn't say, which meant yes. So then they had to shut that down as well. But it always takes somebody else to point out the error of their ways before they do the right thing. And that's what's wrong. They really should be leading, not being forced into it. It's disgusting. They are. There was a thing in Spitting Image years ago, and they always portrayed the press who used to frequent bars around Fleet Street until the Whopping thing and everything got moved out of central London. All of the journalists would be in there. And Spitting Image represented them as pig press. They were done up in like coats and hats and it said press on the hat. But the actual puppets themselves were pigs. So I always call them pig press. But to be honest, the politicians are twice as bad.
Has she had a treat tonight?
No, she hasn't.
No.
I've got biscuits.
And I've got dentists.
She did have a biscuit before, after the traumatic bath. Right, shall we have this biscuit first?
Yes.
Right, I've got half a biscuit now, did I? Which I've slung on the floor because I can see the other one. While you're... She could see this.
You have that first.
She slung the bone out of the way so she can have the dentist stick, which is in Mike's hand. As Mike's bent down to pick up the brisket, she's gone for the dentist stick. That dog will be the death of us. She's so savvy. Oh, what a girl.
It's there. Come on.
Tech companies have so many perks, it makes it hard on small businesses in the area. They can't afford the same things. True, and then I guess they get the best staff, as it were. They can cherry-pick the staff, can't they? There was a tech company here that had, probably about the only one I've heard of. You know, like the slides and stuff and all of that. And, you know, I was seeing pictures from someone who got a job there. And I'm thinking, do you know, really, in this day and age, do you need that? But apparently they do. Yes, isn't she a little minx, Kim? Now she's got the dentist stick, so she's quite happy
down
now.
There. Plenty of room.
Left. Now she's got the dentist stick. She's eaten the biscuit. Now she's got the dentist stick. She's thrown it on the floor. Do you think she's in her teenage years? Do you think this is
no,
it?
No, I think she's in a mood.
She didn't enjoy the bath and she's let us know about it. Let's just say that.
She's right behind you now, without the dentist stick, which is by my foot.
Give me the dentist stick. Oh. Do you know, you wouldn't think two grown people could be outwitted by a dog. Right, look what I've got.
Do you think Kim gets outwitted by Kiva?
No, I think Kim's more organised. Oh, good night, Simon.
See you, Simon.
Right, well, I've got to head off as well because it's book club. And I'm exhausted. I don't remember sleep. It was a thing that used to happen many, many years ago. Let's see what state I'm in by tomorrow night when I've got another 13 and a half hours of Excel. Oh, I'm going to be all Excelled out. Mind you, you're never Excelled out, are you?
No.
No. I shall have a ponder while I book club. Oh, well, I've had a ball tonight. I hope you have too. And I hope anybody who is interested in watching the Super Bowl has a really good night and enjoys it.
Oh, is it on tonight?
It is. I think, isn't it kick off about 1 or 2 in the morning?
This is the one that takes out 8 hours to complete.
Well, they've got to get all the adverts in, haven't they? Very, very important.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kim wants the Bucks to win.
Right.
So we'll follow that along. We will, Kim. Thank you very much. But for the moment, we will say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.